Well, my relationship with the sea, my interest with the sea is to do with my Portuguese ancestry. Well, the Portuguese explorers came down to India, and Vasco da Gama landed in a place called Kerala, which is opposite to Goa, another that's close to those two Portuguese towns. And to this day, you'll still see Portuguese fortifications in Kerala state. So that's the Portuguese and the ancestors were taken from Goa into Fiji under the indenture system. They needed people to go and work in sugarcane plantations in Fiji. So many people were lured from their home country to go and work as indentured laborers in Fiji. It's a similar sort of that indenture system sort of relates to the slavery. Well, they got rid of the slavery, William Wilberforce, but they replaced it with a legalized slavery, which is the indenture system. They got people, they conned people into a so-called better life, which were, when they reached the destination, it was not a better life, it was worse. And then the other connection with the sea is one of my ancestors on my mother's side. He was one of the descendants of these Negro slaves. His name was William Berwick. He worked on the whaling with the whale ships. You can find his name featured in some pages in a book called American Whalers, Early American Whalers and the World. His name is Bill Berwick. Bill Berwick jumped ship near Fiji, and he got onto Fiji. He became the translator for one of the chiefs, whose name is Ratu Vakambau. He was the chief's translator, and acquired quite a bit of land that way. He was gifted some land in Fiji. That land still stands there in the island of Levuka. By the way, this talking about the slavery thing, Samuel Taylor Coleridge was one very strong activist for against slavery, and he delivered quite a lot of lectures in his university days to his contemporaries, and he teamed up with William Wilberforce, who was the main person who put this anti-slavery thing into Parliament. Coleridge, the writer of this Ancient Mariner, he was one of some of the student body activists hassling the pro-slavery people. You know, like you do in Auckland University, student body start heckling people. Well, Coleridge was one of them. And they tried to arrest him. And they arrested somebody. He arrested somebody with no arms. And they said, for clapping. But Coleridge, he said, who is that clapping? And he arrested somebody. He has no arms. So Coleridge was a big driving force for anti-slavery. And he's written a poem it's called Ode Against Slavery. He there empathizes very, very strongly with the slaves, talking about the whip that does not rest before sunrise till after sunset. And death is the only respite, only salvation. He speaks very strongly, saying, you are the bystanders doing nothing about it. You still have sugar in your tea, in your cakes. You still have tobacco. You still smoke tobacco. Those are the things. This, you know, the three triangle trade, rubbish into Africa, slaves from Africa to African chiefs, slaves into Caribbean, cotton and sugar from Caribbean to England, triangle trade. So you were very against triangle trade.